Nice to have you on the show again, Angel Pagan. Boy, I'll tell you, this is what a season this has been. From the beginning of spring training to now, just the emotional part. What a roller coaster, huh?
Oh, thank you for having me. I mean, it's been truly a blessing, you know. Thank God I stay healthy, you know, all year long. That's, to me, that's the most important thing. And, you know, if I'm healthy, I think I can do stuff for the team.
Buster Posey gets a Willie Mack Award. What a wonderful thing for him. And you were in the mix for this. Let me tell you, you've been very inspirational. But talk about the award and him.
Oh, very nice. He's been truly a leader in the clubhouse, on and off the field. You know, he's been there for us all the time, you know, on the meetings we've done. You know, he's been encouraging us to keep playing hard. And like myself, you know, since day one, you know, I didn't know what to expect, you know. And, you know, I come over here, meet all these wonderful guys, and it just make me a better person, a better teammate. And I just wanted to give the best, just like Buster. You know, we want to bring the best of ourselves to the team, and that's what we've done.
Well, I'll tell you, they don't tell you who came in second, but I'll guarantee you were way up there on that. You had a great season. Tim Flannery said something interesting to me today talking about you with all the triples. He said they're like home runs. He thinks you scored just about every time you got a triple.
Well, that's the point. I think that's the idea. You know, I really, you know, look at the board whenever we have one or less outs, we're going for it because we got a good opportunity to get the run in. If there's two outs, you know, you might want to think about it because you're still going to score from second base. But it's about, you know, reading the board, knowing the situation, and running the bases right.
Yeah, because we're talking about all the triples, the doubles. And, you know, I like teams in the playoffs that hit doubles and triples because good pitchers can shut you down. You've been on the Cubs. You know what happens in the playoffs. And he said, boy, look it up. Because his triples probably turned into home runs. So the triples are really special for you. I know you have fun with them.
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, they said that's the most exciting play in baseball. Yeah. And I like to think so, because once you get a triple, you know, put that man in scoring position, everybody wants to keep the line moving. And that's very important, you know, especially early in the game.
Coming here, you had success here with the Mets. I remember we looked it up and you had success with the Mets here. You'd hit some home runs. You'd played center field. How do you like playing in this outfield? Because it is different. And now here we are 150 games into the season.
It is different. But, I mean, that's, you know, it's all about challenges. And I love challenges. And I came over here and I wanted to be this big challenge. Because to me, this is one of the toughest outfield to play here, Chicago and New York. And this outfield is pretty big. But I understand I got the speed to cover it, and the teammates right next to me to help me to not let any drop in the outfield. And it's been truly a blessing and very fun.
You said something interesting to me the other day about the basket catch, which we saw in spring training. You and I talked about it, and you talked with Willie Mays quite a bit. It was one of my favorite times of spring training when we're sitting with Willie in the clubhouse and you would come over. You've done the basket catch this year. What did Willie tell you about it?
You know, Willie told me that whenever you have a catch like that, you want to get on your horse as fast as you can. But once you're approaching the ball, you might want to, you know, slow down a little bit so the ball doesn't move as much, and then you have a better opportunity to make the catch. Because if you keep going fast, the ball will be moving too much in the air, and that's when you might make it, but the chances are that you might drop it too.
Yeah. Well, that's good advice. You have become a fan favorite here. And here, look, 41,000 every night. You are a free agent. And how do you feel about the Bay Area?
I feel great. I mean, since day one. I mean, I came here in the Fan Fest, and they really received me with open arms. And that's something you appreciate, you know. And I came here, you know, I struggled a little bit. And they still told me that they love having me here. They love the way I play. And that really encouraged me to come out here and just play harder and keep believing that things will get better. And thanks to the fans, you know, everything has been very nicely. It's been truly a blessing, and I thank them.
Yeah, and the family likes living here, don't they?
Oh, they do. They do. It's very awesome. This is who doesn't like to live in this city? This is beautiful city. The weather is nice, you know, it's fresh all the time. The ballpark is amazing, you know, the energy is electric every day, and that's the atmosphere I like to play.
Yeah, boy, good things ahead here. And you've been through this with the Cubs, I know that, but now with the playoffs ahead, leading off, very important part of this ball club.
It is. You know, I've been in the playoffs before. If we get to the playoffs, this will be my first time playing in the playoffs, so I'm so looking forward to bring the best Angel Pagan I can bring, you know, play hard and see what happens.
Yeah, all right. Nice to have you on the show, as always. I appreciate you being on the whole season. I really do. We started this in spring training together, and you haven't changed one bit. I want to tell you that.
Thank you very much.
All right. That is Angel Pagan. More coming up on the Sports Leader.